This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Just a few years ago, the podcast was a way to hear radio on your own schedule or a mouthpiece for amateurs who couldn't get any traction in the real world. Not so today, when as many as 40% of Americans listens to audio on digital devices. Given the tens of thousands of podcasts available to get you through those long car rides or gym visits, we wanted to find some of the best. Beth Murphy is Chief Marketing Officer at Stitcher.com, one of the biggest aggregators of internet, radio, and podcasts, and which recently announced the Stitcher Awards for the best podcasts of 2012. Beth, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Great, thanks.
What's the criteria for winners? Is it about popularity, quality?
Our awards were crowdsourced in the sense that there was two nomination phases, and we also, you know, referenced that against our Stitcher list, which is the most popular episodes all year. So it was really over 160,000 votes were cast, and it was a really democratic process around choosing the winners.
Word of Mouth is, by the way, our unbiased choice for a thoroughly engrossing podcast, but I'd like to hear about your list. We do have a full list of winners on our Facebook page. In the category for best episode of the year, now that's not podcast, but a single episode of a podcast, Stitcher named WTF with Martin Maron, the episode in which Maron interviews the comedy band Tenacious D. Here's just a clip.
But like, he was in musical theater, which, I mean, you probably took a hit for that. Were you proud of that?
I was proud.
You were?
Yeah. Well, I mean, at the time, I was a big class clown. But when I got into the theater, I felt like, I remember I had dreams in high school. I had dreams like I would be in the theater at the high school flying around. I had the power of flight. And then I would fly out of the theater and I would immediately lose my power of flight and I would come back down to earth.
Were you ever given the opportunity to hang on a wire? Did you ever play Peter Pan?
No. No, it was I think it was a symbol in my dream.
You might recognize the voice there of Tenacious D's frontman, Jack Black, with Mark Maron. What about that particular episode made it stand out above the rest?
I think there were a lot of really popular episodes this year. This was the one that the listeners really thought was a milestone, and fans of Mark Maron were big advocates of. But there were a lot of interesting episodes. I mean, I think the one that was a close runner-up was the This American Life episode and the Foxconn scandal with Apple, which was also very iconic this year for podcasting.
We spoke last week about the growing number of comedy podcasts. Which were the most popular podcasts in the comedy genre?
There were several, and comedy is a really popular category on Stitcher, and it's one of our fastest-growing categories. The Nerdist, Adam Carolla, Joe Rogan are some of the names that are really popular, as well as Smodcast and Mark Maron, who we heard a snippet of. Mm.
Another thing I've noticed, these podcasts, often they have a distinctive sound. They're not always highly produced. Amateurish, many may say. Is this a new standard?
I think what we're seeing is that there's a super long tail of podcasting in addition to very high production public radio podcasts. So I think you'll hear the gamut. And because it's a level playing field, there's lots of diverse content. What we try to do at Stitcher is allow listeners to discover the best podcast by looking at lists of most popular, most shared, as well as making custom recommendations based on their listening activity.
I'm thinking that listeners give it a little leeway, too.
Yeah, and I think, audio is evolving. I think you're seeing both trends on the scale. We're also seeing some very high production podcasting as podcasting sort of reaching more mainstream acceptance in the larger consumer population. We're seeing some higher production stuff emerging as well.
Let's hear from another category, Best Food and Cooking Podcast. The winner is Go Fork Yourself, hosted by Andrew Zimmerman and Molly Mogren. Let's listen to just a clip of that.
All I had the other night at the restaurant was, charred eggplant, and it was just had a really simple olive oil and vinegar dressing on it and some herb leaves and a little shaving of cheese. Why is it so hard for me to do at home? Because it was perfect. And because it even though it was only five ingredients on the plate, it is deceptively constructed.
I've seen a lot of food podcasts. What sets this one apart?
I think people find Andrew really funny and a little bit different. But this is also an example of a category that's really popular and sort of coming of its own. So there's a lot of great food podcasts out there with really big fan bases. And this was the most popular by a good margin, but there's also great trending podcasts in this category as well.
We're talking about Stitcher.com's choices for best podcasts of 2012. Beth Murphy is with us. She's from Stitcher. In the category for best news and politics, we have the BBC Global News podcast. And I'm curious, Beth, what role does news have in podcasts? There are so many sources for immediate news. So I would think something that you have to take time to download that isn't live might be behind the times.
It's interesting. News is our most popular category, and most people use Stitcher in the car on their commutes, and they are catching up on news. Podcasting might not be it's not going to be like Twitter in terms of breaking news, but in terms of, delivering a diversity of sources to get commentary, most of our listeners, rank news as their most important category of content.
I know there are a lot of NPR shows that are also popular on Stitcher. Some of them won top awards. This American Life won Best Overall Show, and Most Original Journalism went to WNYC's Radio Lab, both podcasts of broadcast radio shows. Is there any sense of what the podcast-broadcast radio balance is? I mean, some are afraid of podcasts killing broadcast radio, or maybe helping it. Where do you see this trend going?
I think there's both factors at play. I think as listeners have mobile devices and access to streaming audio on the go and in moments where they would have never had access to a radio dial, it's creating these incremental opportunities to tune in and listen to audio. So I think in that sense, it's increasing consumption. But I do think there is a trend away from the traditional radio dial, and the same way we've seen in broadcast TV, as listeners have more choice and they want to listen on their own schedule, we've increasingly seen that trend towards internet radio in the music category, like Pandora, as well as with Hawk and Stitcher.
The winner of the Most Original Show podcast is How to Do Everything. This is produced by NPR. Let's hear just a bit.
Top media errors of 2012. And one of the worst headlines they have. Mike, do you want to read that?
Sure. It says, "At last, singer Etta James dies."
Now, you could read that if you were reading it one of two ways. Either the woman who sang the song "At Last" has died, or you could read it that they're like, finally, she's dead.
At last.
Which is horrible.
On the line with us now is Jesse Scheidlauer from the Oxford English Dictionary. Jesse, there's a name for this type of error, right?
The name for this kind of thing is a crash blossom. This is an ambiguous headline.
The show describes itself as half advice show, half survival guide. And those listeners who are familiar with Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me may also know the names Mike Danforth and Ian Chillog. They're both producers. Pretty interesting podcast. And I'm wondering from you, Beth, do you have any off-the-radar podcast picks? You know, anything not on the winner's list, maybe up-and-comers we should check out?
There's always great podcasts coming up on the horizon. And, our list has, 20 categories and six nominees, which is a great place to start. The other way that we like to surface new and upcoming podcasts on Stitcher is we have what we call the Stitcher list, which ranks the most popular as well as trending and shared episodes. And that's a really great way to discover things that are trending and new. And we like to surface those in the app so that you can always discover something new that might interest you.
Beth, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
To 2013, Beth Murphy, Chief Marketing Officer at Stitcher. We posted a link to her complete list of 2012 podcast winners and runners-up on her Facebook page.